membership of the Church of Scientology reads like a who's who of Hollywood. Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, John Travolta and Kelly Preston, Lisa Marie Presley, even newcomer Jenna Elfman. Well, one major part of Scientology is a program that followers call Purification Rundown. It's a program that has many critics. Now, Jan Carl takes you behind the walls of Scientology and their detox center in the Entertainment Tonight cover story.
It is mysterious.
It's an actual physical cleansing of the body where you sweat toxic things from the body.
Controversial.
I felt so much lighter, like I actually felt lighter after the program.
And never seen by the public until now.
This is just one of the rooms where we have the purification delivered.
Our cameras are about to take you where no TV crew has ever been allowed, inside the Church of Scientology's purification chamber, to uncover how stars like John Travolta, Kelly Preston, and TV's Jenna Elfman claim they've cleansed all impurities out of their bodies.
I haven't done a lot of drugs, but I have had surgery on my ankle, and so there's a lot of the painkillers when they put you out, all of that stays in your fat cells.
You realize exactly what's coming out of your body. And I had done drugs earlier, a long time ago, and those things came out.
To reach this pure state, some of the biggest stars in the world have endured days or even weeks filled with exercise, vitamin supplements like niacin and potassium, and extended stays in this low-temperature sauna to sweat out any accumulated toxins.
So what's your typical day when you come in for the purification program? Well, normally a person will come in and they'll first take the niacin and some of the supplements, and the first thing they'll do is they'll start running.
And then you go into the sauna, and you stay in there off and on until as much as you can do it. You stay in there for 15 minutes or 20 minutes. You keep going in and out over a period of time during the day.
While Scientology's celebrity clientele swear by the treatment, the medical community remains unconvinced. Doctors at the International Center for Toxicology and Medicine have gone on record as saying the program itself, developed not by physicians or scientists, but by the founder of the Church of Scientology, has no recognized value in the established medical and scientific community. But though the critics of Scientology continue to cast doubt on the religion's cleansing treatment, the stars who support it stand firm in their beliefs.
It's a great program. I've done it, and it's amazing.
Sometimes it's to rehabilitate people that have been on drugs or alcohol, and sometimes it's just for people to clean up from medicines they've used.
It's completely monitored. They have somebody with you who you twin with who's going through stuff as well, but it's also monitored by, you know, professionals and doctors and stuff. But you turn on stuff. I turned on Novocaine from dentists, you know, from going to the dentist. I had my wisdom teeth done, I had cavities, and, you know, I had some Novocaine or some different shots and stuff. I would have like this in the middle. They would come out. Really, it's wild.
And then how many days do you do it?
It's different for everybody. Okay. Mine, I think, was about 26 days or so, 27 days. Some people are 2 weeks, some people are 6 weeks, or 2 months, you know, whatever it is for you.
Like she says, the duration of detox varies, and so does the cost. In 1990, it was reported to be about $2,000, but today, church officials told ET that they don't quote prices over the phone. And again, it is important to point out that the Church of Scientology and its purification program have many critics.